From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Protests continue in Iran a week after they initially began, leaving at least 21 people dead. The government has blamed the protests on foreign influence, but observers say that is not the case. Rutgers University professor Hushang Amiramadi said those protestings were average Iranians.
It is the people versus the regime. And the regime needs to really think seriously about what it is that it's doing.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said in an interview with VOA that the people of Iran have the full support of the current U.S. government. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Thursday he was responsible for a scheduled resumption of talks between North and South Korea, posting on Twitter the impetus was his firm and strong leadership. Mariam Diallo has more.
Trump tweeted that with all of the failed experts weighing in, does anybody really believe that talks and dialogue would be going on between North and South Korea right now if it wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North? On Wednesday, the two countries reopened a cross-border hotline that had been shut down since 2016. The Associated Press stated that South Korea confirmed that officials from both countries talked for 20 minutes. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The United States and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Pyeongchang Winter Games next month, according to officials from both countries. South Korea's Blue House, the presidential office, said the decision came during a phone call between the U.S. president and South Korean President Moon Jae-in earlier on Thursday. This is VOA News. At least 20 people were killed and wounded in a suicide attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul Thursday, according to the Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish. Officials said the bomber blew himself up after approaching a group of security personnel who had been conducting an operation against illegal drugs and alcohol sales in an area of Kabul not far from the U.S. embassy. Steve Sanford reports health workers are concerned with outbreaks of diseases in the massive Rohingya camps housing more than 650,000 people in Bangladesh.
Here in Balukali refugee camp, dirty water and squalid conditions are prime breeding grounds for outbreaks of preventable diseases. While 900 doses of oral cholera vaccine have been distributed in the camps, another contagious bacterial infection has emerged.
Diphtheria is a vaccine-preventable disease. It's an illustration of how the Rohingya population that are currently living in the makeshift settlements here had very little access to health care from their place of origin in Myanmar.
With Bangladesh's Ministry of Health implementing a vaccination campaign to prevent future outbreaks of diphtheria, at least some members of the next generation of Rohingya will be protected from vaccine-preventable diseases. Steve Sanford for VOA News in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.
Pakistan is rife with uncertainty and speculation on steps the United States may possibly take in the wake of President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet about slashing the country's aid for treating U.S. leaders as fools and giving safe haven to the terrorists battling American forces in Afghanistan. Islamabad denounced the comments as completely incomprehensible and has reiterated its resolve to work together with Washington to fight terrorism and stabilize Afghanistan. Pakistani leaders insist the United States is scapegoating their country for its Afghan failures. Grace Lee has more.
On Tuesday, the U.S. accused Pakistan of playing a double game on fighting terrorism and said it would hold back $255 million of aid.
They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration.
But Islamabad is angered by suggestions that it's not doing enough, saying its casualties at the hands of extremists since 2001 number in the tens of thousands.
Reporter Grace Lee. Egyptian state media is reporting a prosecutor has ordered the detention of 75 people following an investigation into suspected human trafficking, a 14-month investigation by the Administrative Control Authority, the country's anti-corruption body, found that the group was made up of government officials, Egyptian citizens, and foreigners. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.